And also, as we talk this morning, I want to talk to you about how important is prayer. Now, I know as I say that, you're kind of responding back, well, of course, we know it's important. Well, we want to talk about that this morning. We want to remind you this morning of just how important prayer really is. And we're going to start by turning to James chapter 5 in your Bible. So if you have your Bibles with you, or if you your phones, and turn on your phone and look for the scripture, not social media, but your scripture, and follows along on that one there, James 5, 13 to 18. We're going to read it from the New Living Translation. If you have another translation, that's fine as well, and you can still follow along. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other so you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was as human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain, and the earth began to yield its crops. Father, we just pray your blessing over your word here this morning and over your people. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, I just want to encourage you in the area of prayer. We all know that prayer is important. We all know that prayer is profitable, that prayer is beneficial, that prayer is needed by all. And prayer is that way that we communicate with God, finding comfort, strength, healing, guidance, or whatever we need. We find it as we look to the Lord. And I realize that we have many praying people right here in this church. And that's been a huge, huge blessing. I know for over the years as a pastor, I've been blessed so much by the prayers of you as the people of God. And I just want to encourage you, keep on praying. Do not give up on prayer. And if you're going through a battle in prayer right now, or maybe you're finding that, you know, maybe some things haven't been answered the way you thought they should have been, don't give up. Keep praying. Keep calling on the name of the Lord. So more is accomplished by prayer than what we realize. And I'm really seeing that personally as I look at others and look at the prayers that people are praying. I'm seeing more and more breakthroughs as people are coming together and praying. And to me, I'm seeing that I believe we're entering a time of favor to our prayers, where I see that those prayers in heaven they're spilling out of that bowl. And they're being answered, and things are happening to our prayers. And so if you've been staying on top of your prayers, keep praying. And if prayers become a less of a priority to you, get back to prayer. Because I really believe we're entering in a time of favor where we're going to see those bigger requests being answered. You know, there's a lot of things going on in our world today that are not good. And we as the people of God, we need to be battling against all the enemy's strategies. And one of the biggest way we all can do that is to pray, is to come together and seek God, pray together, pray individually, and things will turn around and things will change. You know, numbers do make a difference. They really do. There is power in praying, and there's power in praying together. And I find it amazing that when we do come together and we are praying with other people, that we do see healing take place. Not just healing of the body, but healing of the soul, healing of the spirit takes place as we come together and as we pray. And as we pray together, it really does push back the darkness. And if you, you know, you don't need to be very wise to realize there's a lot of darkness in our world today, that we're battling lots of darkness. And so as the people of God come together, we can bring light into the midst of the darkness that pushes darkness back. Now, I also realize that we're all busy, and sometimes that becomes our chief excuse of why we don't have time to pray. But you know, if we're using that as an excuse, that's really a lie, because we do have time to pray. And people who pray make time to pray. to make time to pray. You may have to reprioritize your time, and maybe you need to look at some things that you're doing that you can change them or turn them around, or look where you can interject some prayer throughout your day, because we really do find time for the things that we want to do. If we want to do some things that are pleasurable, we find time. If you want to check out your social media, isn't it amazing? We find time to do that. If you want to do work around your home, we find time to do that. And so forth it goes. We find time for what we really want to do. And so we need to get back to that place where we really want to pray, and we find the time to pray. As we do pray, it's always good to have a regular time of prayer in your life. But, I think we also need to be open to praying at various times in the day as opportunities arise in the day to pray. And, I heard some testimonies this past week of people that happened to see somebody. They began to talk with them, began to realize, they had a need. And so they just thought, well, can I pray for you right here? And they didn't go into a big, long, or big, loud, shouting prayer, but just a very quiet, private prayer with that individual. And I think God is giving us opportunities to be praying one for another. And we need to be looking for opportunities. And, even as we pray during the day, when you're doing some task that doesn't really require you to think, then start thinking about prayer. Start praying as you're doing some of those mundane tasks that we do every day. So prayer can happen when we shift our thought process and turn everyday moments into a time of prayer. Now, having that consistent time of prayer does work best, but we also need to be open to be praying during every moment that God may bring our way, where there's an opportunity to pray. Even if it's just a short little prayer, God gives us opportunities that we can be praying for one another. So the next time you see, somebody in need or someone you bump into, hopefully, just walking by them, not with your actual car, but offer a prayer with them. And those simple prayers can sometimes have huge effects and huge changes. And find out what works best for you and your schedule. And take advantage of every opportunity to express a prayer. We really need to be more prayer focus and more sensitive to promptings to pray. And I really believe God is wanting to do a greater work at this time. And for God to do a greater work, guess what? He needs to use you and I. He works through us. And so we need to prepare ourselves to be in that spirit of prayer, looking for opportunities where God's kingdom can be advanced by taking the time to pray. And I really believe that in this season, it is an important time to be praying. And if we really want to see those greater things, the greater miracles, the breakthroughs, then we need to press into prayer. And I know that we all realize, yes, prayer is important. But I just want to remind you of that fact here this morning as we're here together to raise up that level of prayer. Well, one of the first things we're going to start with is that prayer produces wonderful results. In this portion of scripture we just read here in James chapter 5, we see that prayer produces wonderful results. James 5:16, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Effective prayer produces results. Effective prayer results in good things happening. And as you look back to this passage that we read here in the book of James, you see some wonderful results of prayer, such as when we're going through hardship, when we're going through difficulties, that as we pray, God helps us to go through those times in our lives. When we are sick, when we're not feeling well, the Bible also says that when you pray, there can be healing. God can help us with our sicknesses and our diseases. When we're facing other difficulties in life, where maybe you need a greater healing, maybe there's something major happening in your life, and you're looking, what do I need to do? Well, it says, come and pray. Even call elders of the church, call people in the church and say, hey, I need somebody to be praying with me. And so that's another valuable area where wonderful things can happen as we pray for one another. Also in the area of sin, if we have sinned, if we've done things that have not been pleasing to God, if we messed up, prayer. As we pray, there can be forgiveness found. And as we share some of our struggles in life, we can find help and strength and healing to continue in life. So prayer can be very effective, very important. Wonderful things can happen. Prayer can even affect the weather, like praying for rain, praying for sunshine. You know, if we were more like Elijah, where he really sought the Lord and he prayed earnestly that no rain would come, the reason was for that Israel wasn't sin and that they needed to be brought back to God. And so he was praying as it was a judgment that was coming against them. There'd be no rain, and none fell for 3.5 years. And then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. You know, there's always situations in nature that we sometimes just say, well, it's just nature. It just happens. It's just a cycle we're going through. Well, you know what? You can help change the cycle if we will get together and we'll begin to pray and seek the Lord, whether we need rain, whether we need sunshine, whether we need heat, whatever the answer may be, it can be affected by our prayer. And so there are wonderful results when we pray. Wonderful things happen when we pray. There are great possibilities, great results. Answered prayer, healing, encouragement, forgiveness, intervention, miracles of nature when we pray. Choose to pray, because when you pray, wonderful things can happen. There's wonderful results. And then a secondary why prayer is so important is that prayer opens doors. Prayer opens opportunities, turns situations around. Prayer makes what looks impossible to be possible. Matthew 7:7-8 says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks the door will be open. Now that's really telling us here that you really need to get in that prayer. It's not talking about a little quick prayer, maybe into those quick prayers, it'd be a good thing here, but it's talking about you keep asking. You keep reminding the Lord throughout the day, Lord, this morning as I was praying for this. Well, Lord, I'm still praying for this. And at 2:00, I'm still praying for this, Lord. At 4:00, Lord, I'm still praying for this. And you just keep asking, you keep knocking until the answer comes, until that door opens. You know, sometimes we battle with doors that are closed for us. Sometimes God will close a door for us that is not meant for us. That can happen. But a lot of times it's the devil that closes a door, keeping us from experiencing greater opportunities in life, breakthroughs in life. And reading the book of Daniel, we see that Daniel, as he was praying, he was a great prayer warrior in the Bible. And we see that as he was praying, there was a delay in the answer. But you'll notice that he kept on praying. He kept on seeking God because he found out that there was demonic interference. And finally, the Lord sent some angels and they battled those demonic strongholds and it broke through, and that the answer to his prayer came to him. But he had to keep seeking. He had to keep knocking, and then the door came open. And we need to do the same. We need to press in with our prayers, asking, seeking, knocking. Even if we're battling demonic forces, even if there's a real stronghold that seems to be around us, you need to battle through and keep praying. And as you do, there will be those results. The door will be open. And so we need to remember that when we pray, we're praying to the God who opens doors. He's a God that even doors that have been closed, he can open them again for us, or he can close doors that need to be shut for us. Jesus' message to the church in Philadelphia in the book of Revelations reminded them that he's the God who opens and closes doors. And so he's telling us you need to seek him for the open doors that you're needing in your life right now. Revelation 3:7 says this, write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who's holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close. And what he closes, no one can open. So even if we're facing some demonic hindrances, our prayers can break the interference and open a door that nobody can then shut but God himself. And that's what God wants us to do. As we pray, we can open doors that may be shut. And I don't know, maybe you're going through a situation right now where you're finding that a door has been shut. And you've been continuing to pray and it's still shut. Well, keep praying because the Lord will open that door for you. He will open that door. And once he opens it, it's not going to be shut again. And so I just encourage you, God is bigger than our closed doors. God can open that door that is shut right now. And that, to me, that's a wonderful bonus in knowing God. And that as we pray to God, that he can open doors that are good for us because he loves to give good gifts to his people. And you'll notice as we read this passage of, you know, keep knocking, keep asking. If you just go down another couple of verses, it says this in Matthew 7:11. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? God does want to bless you. God does want to open doors for you. God does want to give you good opportunities and bring those situations available for you. So if there's a door that needs to be opened for you right now, get to prayer. Get to asking. Get to seeking. Get knocking. Keep reminding the Lord throughout the day. Just don't do it once. Just keep reminding, Lord, I'm still praying about this. God, I'm still looking to you. And you know, that only takes a couple seconds to say those words, but you keep that attitude of prayer throughout the whole day. And you will see doors open for you. Then thirdly, why prayer is important is that prayers open the heavens. They open the spiritual realm where blessings get released and heaven intervenes in our human lives, or in our nature. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll restore their land. So your prayers don't just affect yourself, they even can affect nature as well. There can be healing in the land as we pray and as we seek the Lord. So if we really want the attention of heaven, if we want the release of blessings, the intervention from heaven, then we need to pray. Now that may involve some humbling of ourselves at times. Sometimes that may involve denying ourselves and putting aside things that we might be able to pray. Maybe it involves more time to pray as well. Maybe even some fasting. You know, getting serious, more serious in our relationship with God. Getting serious with dealing with our own sin. But as we take those steps and mean business with God, the Bible says you're going to hear from heaven. And we're going to experience blessings that come right from heaven itself and experience the healing, the restoration in ourselves, in our land, in our communities, in our nation. The answer is closer than what you realize. It is by prayer. I think of the story of Cornelius and Peter. And where both of them were praying. And as both of them were praying, God was speaking to both of them at the same time. First, he was speaking to Cornelius. Then he was speaking to Peter to tell Peter to be expecting the message that was going to come from the message that he was speaking to Cornelius. And as they were praying, a vision takes place. The heavens open and they have this beautiful, beautiful encounter and beautiful vision that they see. The heavens open. Just to read Cornelius' part of the dream, it's recorded in Acts chapter 10, and verses 3 and 5 says, one afternoon, about 3 o'clock, Cornelius had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. Cornelius, the angel said. Cornelius stared at him in terror. What is it, sir? He asked the angel. And the angel replied, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter." So our prayers can open the heavens, where the angelic realm can be released to minister to you, to help you, to bring you a message. And so blessings can come from the heavens as we pray, even visitations from heaven. I like the definition. I shared this, I don't know how many years ago, but I was reminded of it as I was writing this message this week. And it's the definition of an open prayer by David Orton. And it's on. It should be on the screen there as well. Come up there. It says, "An open heaven can be described as an unhindered manifestation in the earth of all that heaven is, of God's presence and glory. Natural laws can be temporarily or permanently suspended as heaven breaks in. Signs and wonders, miracles and healings, revelations, unusual manifestations of power begin to occur. To varying degrees, poverty, sickness, disease, human degradation are driven back by the overpowering love of God. The most unlikely are swept into the kingdom, and significant wealth can flow into the church." I thought that was a great definition. But that right there, that's a good reason for us to pray. Sounds like a really good thing. To pray for an open heaven, that we would experience an open heaven of the blessings of God to be start to be poured out in our own lives, but also over our communities, over the people around us, over our loved ones. We want to see that happen, where God unleashes the blessings of heaven on earth. And as you remember, really, we should be praying that, because the Bible says, where Jesus is telling them, how do we pray? Well, Jesus says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we're praying what happens in heaven happens right here on earth. So prayer is important. As we humble ourselves and we get serious with God, get serious about our sin, our commitment to Christ, blessings of heaven can start to be opened up for us. So may we pray for an open heaven, that we may experience the more of God that God desires to give to each and every one of us. Then fourthly, prayer is important as it keeps us from temptation. Prayer keeps us from falling. Prayer keeps us from sinning. Prayer helps us to be strong. In the final moments when Jesus was going to be betrayed, Jesus kept telling his disciples of their need. You need to be praying. You need to be praying. And even as he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying, twice Jesus goes to them and says, you need to be praying that you don't fall into temptation, because you're coming into a season of temptation. And I believe that we are in a season of temptation right now. There's a lot of temptations that are coming against God's people, and we need to be strong. And the only way you're going to be strong is by keeping those times of prayer and getting into his word. Luke 22:46 are the words of Jesus to his disciples. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so you will not give in to temptation." You know, prayer is key to keeping us from yielding to temptation. Prayer is key in keeping victory over sin. You know, prayer keeps us in tune with the Holy Spirit and helps us stay on the right track. So we need to be serious about those prayer times and opportunities to pray, as they can help us and prevent us from a major fall or a major mistake in our lives, because that's what God will do. He will help us and keep us from temptation as we pray. So that's a very key thing that we need to do. Now, sometimes that might require some extra battling with our flesh. Sometimes, you know, when things are really hard and difficult, we don't want to pray. We're not feeling the greatest. And that's where we need to press in and push and to believe God that he is going to answer, that he is going to help us. And even to pray when, you know, we're tired, when we're exhausted, to push through those times of exhaustion and tiredness and pray, because prayer really does make a difference. You know, just talking with a number of people this week, just they've been sharing with me about how they've been praying and talking about prayer, that even sometimes when they wake up in the night to say, instead of just trying to, you know, get up and read something or whatever to get back to sleep, start to pray, start to seek the Lord. Or even if it's just a moment that you wake up in the middle of the night and there's a special person maybe that's on your mind or a special need, take the time to pray. Now, we might wonder why the disciples, they didn't press in more, especially when Jesus was telling them all along what was going to happen. But, you know, it's easy for us to point our fingers to look back, but we need to realize that we need to point the fingers right back to ourselves, because Jesus tells us that as we recognize that the coming of the Lord is about to take place, then he calls us, you need to be praying. You need to be praying that you are strong, that you're going to be able to stand up to the temptations and all the things that are going to happen before my return, that you might be ready. And so Luke 21, 34, 36, Jesus says this, watch out, don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness, by the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unaware like a trap, for that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. Keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. Prayer is important. Keeps us from falling. Keeps us from yielding to temptation. Grants us a power to overcome the temptations that are against us. Gives us power to overcome strongholds that may be in our lives. Gives us power to have victory over our sin. That's what God wants to do. Prayer is the key to victory. So keep praying. It's important because it's going to help us to keep us from temptation and from sin. Number five, and why it's important to pray, prayer produces harvest. Prayer helps in drawing people to encounter Christ. Whether it's a person who's never heard about Christ or whether it's a person who fell away, prayer is that tool that we can use that can bring them back into a relationship with God, or for somebody that never even knew God to come to that place and find salvation. Pray for people. Pray for people. Matthew 9, 38 says, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers and to the fields. So as Christians, we're supposed to be praying that people will come to faith in Christ, that there will be a harvest of people, not just a few people here and there, but a harvest of people responding to faith in Christ. It's our job to go out into the world and to tell others about Jesus. But it's also our job to be praying that people would find Jesus. And so maybe your, you know, distance is separating you from somebody else to be praying for them. But as you pray, God can bring somebody else into their life to bring that message if you're not that person to do so. And so we're to pray for harvest. Pray for a great number of people to come to faith in Christ. And as we do that, well, we need to volunteer. We need to be saying, well, here am I, Lord, use me. I want to be praying that my community would come to the knowledge of Christ. I want to be praying that our nation would come to the knowledge of Christ. I want to pray that my loved ones or my children would come to the knowledge of Christ. And as we start praying that way and praying that God would send more workers, that there can be more workers out there to get the harvest in, the more workers, the more the harvest comes in. The less workers, the less they can do. And so we need to be careful that we, you know, just don't kind of, you know, count ourselves out and say, oh, well, so-and-so is good at that, and we'll let so-and-so do that. And, you know, I hope they're out there evangelizing. I hope they're doing that. We get that a lot as pastors, that, Pastor, are you out there evangelizing? Are you out there praying for those people? Yes, I am. But we all need to be doing that. Imagine if every one of us in this place would start praying every day that souls would come into the kingdom of God. What if every day we started sharing our faith or looking for an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus or to look for an opportunity to pray for somebody? What if we all gathered together and began to seek the Lord for our communities? I'm telling you, there'd be some great results. There'd be a great harvest. But often the workers are few. And the Bible says, pray. Pray for more workers. Pray for that harvest, because God desires no one to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. 1 Timothy 2, Paul speaking to young Timothy and about pastoring his church. And he tells him this. He says, I urge you, 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 4, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede in their behalf, give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all those who are in authority, so you can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. God wants everyone to be saved. God wants even political leaders that maybe we're not so happy about. God wants them to come to salvation. We need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for one another. We need to be praying for kids. We need to be praying for our children, praying for family members that don't know Jesus. So praying for a harvest is good. It pleases God. So remember that your prayers concerning the harvest make a difference. Pray for the harvest. Then lastly, in the importance of prayer, prayer is to be our norm. You know, every Christian should consider prayer and spending time in prayer as a normal Christianity. We all should be practicing in this area of prayer and growing in this area of prayer. You know, just because you can't pray for an hour, that's okay. Start with what you can do. Start with what you're comfortable with. And as you continue to do that, you know what happens? It starts to grow. It starts to take longer because you're praying more effectively and you're learning how to pray. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. To be devoted is to be committed to pray, to prioritize prayer, to keep prayer important in your life. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in your hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. Keep being faithful. Keep being consistent in prayer. Don't give up prayer. You know, I know we all go through times in prayer that we can get discouraged, and sometimes it may feel like you're praying up against a wall, like nothing is happening. But again, remember, God, praying to God can open the door. It can break down walls. It can remove the hindrances as we pray. But we need to press in to those prayers. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, never stop praying. Pray without ceasing. So it's quite clear for the Christian, should be a normal practice for us and even for the church. The church should be a place of prayer. Matthew 21:13, Jesus again speaking, and he says, the scriptures declare, my temple will be called a house of prayer. We as the people of God need to pray. That should be our norm. It really should be. Should be the norm that, you know, when we have an opportunity to pray as a body of Christ, that we should do so. You know, that we get past, well, I like to pray this way, I like to pray that way, you know, I'm quiet, I'm loud. Look, just come together and we'll work it out and just pray together. Prayer takes work, takes time. We really need to press in, making ourselves available to pray and to pray for one another. Your prayers matter. You know, a lot of times people wait, I want to be prayed for by the pastor. You know what? We got awesome people right here that can lead you in prayer, can pray with you, and sometimes they can pray a whole lot better than I can. the Lord may use them in a certain area that he doesn't use me in, and he can really minister to you. And step out into that. Step out into that. So as we close here this morning, I just want to remind you that prayer is important. You know that. But I believe there's a fresh call for prayer among God's people. And it's something that we all need to respond to and pray. Imagine, if you will, if every one of us in this room would start taking personal prayer seriously, what would happen if all of us did that? Then in the same sense, what if every one of us came out to a prayer meeting in the church? What do you think would happen? I think some big things would happen. And I'm sure that's on your mind too, that, yeah, man, if we all did that, yeah, something would happen. Then why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Why do we avoid those times? Prayer is important. Prayer works, leads to breakthroughs. So just believe that the Lord is saying to you today, keep praying. The answer is closer than what you realize. You just need to start praying about it. You've been facing difficulties. You've been facing hardships. You've been facing temptations. You've been dealing with sin in your life, and you're trying to, you know, get through all of that. One of those ways you can conquer that is by prayer. By prayer. A strong prayer life will equal into a strong life as a Christian. We need prayer. And so as we close here this morning, I want to give you that opportunity that maybe you're here today and there's things going on in your life that you need prayer. And as our musicians come back to the instruments, if you're in need of prayer today, I want you just to come. And I'm going to be asking our board members and their spouses if they can come as well, and that they would pray for you this morning. Because we got a lot of great people right here in this church. They know how to pray. Not just their board. They're seated all around you. They're all around you. We got some awesome prayer warriors right here in this church. But this morning, I'm just feeling that if you're going through some needs and you just need someone to pray with you, I just invite you to come, and we'll take time to pray with you and to believe with you. I want to encourage you as well, come on out tonight. And I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on you. I just want to tell you, you know what? There's an opportunity tonight just to worship the Lord, just to praise him. Prayers to be offered unto the Lord, because we want to hear from heaven. We want to see the heavens open. We want to see great things take place. We want to see a harvest where there's a multitude of people that come to Christ. Not just one and two. Those are exciting. Those are wonderful. But we want to see a multitude come in to the kingdom of God. And as we recognize the time and season that we're living in, we need to be praying that. Lord, you've come that all could receive you, that all could come to repentance, that all people could experience you. We want that. We want that. We desire that. So as we stand together and close, if you would like prayer, just ask that you just come and just stand along the front. And then we're going to ask that some of our board and their spouses, and we'll just come and maybe pray for you this morning. But the answer to your situation, the answer to your problem, the answer to your struggle, the answer to that temptation that you're going through, that answer to where maybe you fell away from God or you made a major mistake in your life, the answer is to come and to pray. Prayer will make the difference for you. I know that the Lord's been stirring that in your heart. You just need to respond to that and begin to seek the Lord. Lord, what are you saying? I know what I want to do, but what are you saying? And as we submit ourselves to him, he will direct us, he will guide us, he will lead us into those right paths. He'll open the doors that need to be opened, and he'll close other doors that need to be closed in our lives. And when the Lord closes a door, don't try to open it. Leave it closed. Leave it closed. If there's something of your past where God has given you victory over, don't go back. Don't go back. That's a huge mistake. Don't go back. Only go forward with God. Only go forward with Him. But as we just close and worship, encourage anyone that's in need of prayer, feel free to come. And then after that, if you have to go, bless you. Thank you for coming to church today. It's a pleasure to have you in the house of God, and you are welcome here. You may need to hear that again. You are welcome here. You really are. We welcome each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.